Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Football Friday with you, Joe O, Sammy P. Friday Feels coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll break down this week's NFL card as usual. Kelly in Vegas will be dropping by a little bit earlier than usual. She'll be here 10 a.m. Eastern as opposed to 11 a.m. Eastern. Things switching up a little bit. Tommy Lorenzo later on in the show. We'll go inside the room, see what's happening for college and NFL action, and a two-minute drill. Boy, speaking of drills, the Vikings got drilled last night. 37-10, your final score. Chargers, easy cover. That number was only 3. The over ends up hitting, goes over the total of 44.5. Sam, it was obvious early. We were not going to see any sort of a fight out of this Minnesota team. This is the opposite of the team that we saw just a year ago.
No doubt. Sometimes when the bottom falls out, there's no telling how far it can go. All I kept thinking about last night, the director of the broadcast, of course, if you don't work in this business, the director is the person who's in charge of how the game looks, how the broadcast looks. Well, guess who the director kept taking last night in the blowout? J.J. McCarthy. Just standing there with his hat on, looking like a deer in headlights. And you don't really need anybody to comment on J.J. McCarthy. You just look at it. You're like, this is a little weird because he looks healthy. The jersey looks nice and clean, definitely not dirty. What the hell? What is going on there?
I've been talking about it all week, man. Every person, we've had a few guests that cover the Vikings in some form or fashion or follow them very closely. And I asked them, they're like, I don't really know. I think it's not a soft benching. I don't personally, I think it is. I think they're worried to throw him back out there. And they not only want him 100% to make sure he's extra super prepared. Guys, he's got to be thrown into the fire. That's what it is. And there was a moment, wasn't it? Action was right by him on the sideline and he literally jumped and got out of the way. It seemed just fine. It's like that guy's hurt. He can't play. I don't get it. You had all of last year to prepare for this moment. They kept going on and on about how all offseason he was getting ready with KOC. And even last year when he was injured and Sam Darnold was running the show doing a great job, KOC would take time out of his busy schedule to meet with one-on-one, answer any questions. They would go over stuff. He's so prepared for this season, so ready for this moment. He's won at every level. He's done it all. Like, the hype machine was real, and it was churning all offseason. Not now. Can't find the hype machine. They don't want to talk about it. They're not telling us what's going on. They're making excuses. Well, you know, we just had a kid. Yeah, and so we're going to shut down now 2 years of this J.J. McCarthy experience as we try to figure things out. I don't understand. Here's what I do. I do understand, though, Sam. They're bad. The season is just about over. I know that sounds insane. We haven't even gotten to Halloween. I don't think that's crazy. Look at the schedule that's coming up. The wins that they probably marked down before the year are likely to be losses, or they're going to be underdogs in these games. They have a tough road ahead of them, and in the second half of the season, I think it's going to be clear that they are not a playoff team. I brought it up yesterday on the show, and I didn't see if they updated the number. They should have by now The updated win total was 7.5, and I think that is a clear underplay. Even at 6.5, probably, because the way this team is going right now and knowing the quarterback play, whether it's Wentz or McCarthy, I don't see this team making any sort of a run at a postseason.
I drank that McCarthy Kool-Aid all summer because I talked to not only one but two people around the team that said, no, he's legit. He's the real deal. And I fell for that, and that's my fault. And I came out on the show and said, let's bet them to make the playoffs, plus 105. They're one of the most talented teams in the NFC. And I think at their core, they are. But we have to understand how important quarterback play is in this league. And I just didn't think there was that big of a drop-off between Sam Darnold and J.J. McCarthy. And I was wrong about that. It's okay to put your hand up and say I was wrong, because Darnold continues to thrive with another new team and another new system. Their defense is also very solid, but they also just can't – they can't be on the field 40 minutes a game.
Yeah.
And they can't be trailing every week. It's one thing when your offense can meet your defense and you're both on the same track moving together toward a common goal. But when your offense has 3 points in the first half and your coach is kicking a field goal down 21 points, why are you trying on that side of the ball? Effort is a huge deal in the NFL. And yeah, they got some guys banged up, but everybody does. I don't want to say, oh, well, the quarterback's hurt and the defense is hurt. The defense is relatively healthy considering how hurt it was early in the season. They just don't look like they care anymore. And you got Justin Jefferson in the second half not going up for jump balls and letting things bounce and hit the ground. And you're just like, all right, this team may quit. They may just pack it in. And I don't know when it is. It's hard to pinpoint exactly when that will happen, but it's a tough look. And we had the Vikings. I had the Jefferson over. Felt good at half. He had like 57 yards at half. Doesn't get over. I will say, you know, I had a whirlwind day yesterday, and we've had a very interesting week. Uh-huh. I got home last night. Jeez, I finally walked in the door about 8:15, dropped all my stuff, my suitcase, my coat bag, dropped it all off, turned the game on. And as I turned it on, Minnesota's scoring a pick six, and I'm like, all right, there we go. Oh, wait, let's check the replay. Oh, it hit the ground, and now you're about to get blown out. I'm like, all right, perfect. Here we go.
Interesting week is one way to put it. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. But yeah, and here's the thing. Like you said, hand up, I was wrong about McCarthy. We also haven't seen him in over a month. We don't know what he is, but reasonable minds can walk away from this current situation and say, okay, the team has more intel. They know more about McCarthy and the entire situation much more than any of us. So there's a reason that they're not putting him on the field. That in back-to-back weeks, he's the emergency quarterback. That when Wentz gets hurt last night, what was his name? Max Brosmer? They decide to go to him instead of J.J. McCarthy, who can play football. Because they said he can play football, they choose not to let him play football.
He's been in college for 6 years, and he started at University of New Hampshire. And you're like, oh, this is the kid who's going in before McCarthy? This is the one?
Nah, you're good. Yeah, that's bad, man. That's bad. 419 yards for the Chargers offense. They outgained the Vikings by 255 yards. They had 17 more first downs, as if all that wasn't enough. Over 200 rushing yards with their third running back of the year, Vidal Sassoon, whatever his name is. He comes in and he rips 117 at a touchdown. Ugly, ugly stuff for the Vikings. Good stuff for the Chargers, though. They bounce back. Nice win for them. It was much needed. A lot of their hobbled players were out there last night, so maybe they can get back to being the team they were the first few weeks of the season. The NBA season continues, and we had two games last night. Get back in the flow of that. Thursday night games, you have those high-profile matchups, just two games. And in each game, Sam, we had a star player put up 50.
50.
I guess we're going to call Gordon a star player. But yeah, SGA goes off for 55, a career high. Aaron Gordon goes for 50, and their loss at Golden State. But we had two games. We had two games that had extra sessions. OKC wins in double overtime over Indiana, and Golden State in one overtime over Denver. Indiana, the dog covers, over flies. Golden State, the favorite, covers over Flies.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
SGA. I know that people don't think that he's a legit superstar. There are some people that still think that he's just this referee-aided guard that gets all the calls. He's almost automatic, though. If you go 15 feet and in, or even push it out to 18 feet and in, that jumper is almost automatic. In a game that has been moving away from the two-point shot, he's just so good. He gets to the free throw line, and he either makes the shot or he finds somebody else that will. He's a special player, man. Took a bunch of shots, though. He did... As I say that, he did take 26 free throws. Kind of a big number, 26 free throws. Made three of them. That's a lot of free throws for one player. But he's still very, very good in the mid-range game. And, you know, he's up there. They were showing a graphic opening night. Guys who have won the scoring title and the MVP and a championship. It's SGA. It's Shaq. It's Michael. It's Hakeem. I mean, that's pretty strong company for a very, very talented player. And the Thunder are going to win a bunch of games this year. That's not a hot take.
There are some sports books that have the MVP price for SGA as low as plus 145. BetMGM's still higher, plus 275, but the season just started, and a lot of books are not even offering 2-1 for him for MVP. And this is something you'll see guys go back-to-back. Voters aren't too worried about that going back-to-back, but already a big-time favorite there. So yesterday morning, everything with Billups, Rozier, Damon Jones, it was breaking. And you see all the quotes now, a nightmare for the NBA, and that's factually correct. This is a big-time mess, and the season just started. But there were some details that came out that, you know, we're on the air when this is breaking. The FBI's press conference was happening in the middle of our show, so we didn't catch all the details. I don't know if there's any nuggets or something that stood out to you, but for me, it was all about Billups. Once I was able to sit down and see all of the details that did come out, that surfaced from this, those poker games and using his celebrity to draw in professional poker players and just the way they rigged the poker games and how the mafia was involved, like getting some of those details, it truly was like a movie. It was fascinating. Movies that we probably loved growing up, just how they had X-ray equipment involved in these poker games. They had rigged card shufflers, marked cards. There were people wearing contact lenses and glasses that had sensors in them. Just the level that this got to, just to rig these poker games to steal from poker players, illegal poker games, which go on throughout this country every single day. Sam, it was fascinating to read, and Billups at the heart of this.
I just kept thinking all day. We got off the show at noon. I kept thinking about number two from Austin Powers with the eye patch when they're playing cards. And he's able to see the cards through because he's got the X-ray goggle or the X-ray patch or whatever. I kept thinking about that, and I kept asking myself out loud, who does number two work for? Like all day. That's all I kept saying to myself. I saw an asinine tweet from Jacina Anderson. Oh, I don't know if you saw that.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised it would come from her. I did not see the tweet.
So she tweets yesterday in the middle of all this madness. Details are flying out. All this stuff is happening. And she tweets, got a text just now from an NBA GM regarding Chauncey Billups. He's one of the greatest humans I know. He will be fine. And then right after that tweet,
in jail?
You start connecting dots. He was bringing his friends, allegedly, by the way, allegedly. He was bringing his friends to rigged poker games and taking their money. How is he a great human? How do you tweet that yesterday?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Mike Florio says player prop betting's going to go away.
No, it won't.
We talked about – well, Adam Silver has gone on record. He's talked about it this week that he wants to dial it back. What do you think any of it will change? Like, we are already in an era where, okay, on the college level, you can't bet on the in-state teams, and they don't allow player prop betting in a lot of states in college. Do you think anything will change when it comes to the NBA?
No, I don't believe him for 1 second, and here's why. You want to talk about tone deaf? When I called my Lyft yesterday from the train station to my house, it said, driver arriving in 6 minutes. Destination NBA action with a DraftKings promo to bet $5 and get $300 if your first bet wins. And also, you can get 3 months of League Pass on us. Use the promo code RIDE. $5 wins you $300. Come on. Of all days to have that promo on Lyft? You don't care. Don't even act like you care. It's so Oh, we're going to dial it back. I'm getting betting promos on my rideshare app yesterday.
Damon Jones, his involvement too. His involvement was selling the information. That's what's going to happen, especially these lower level guys. And this is someone who isn't at the lowest level, just getting the information, who's going to play, who's not going to play, which we know is so valuable. We don't bet the NBA a ton, but those that do, the most valuable information. Don't talk to me about analytics, matchups, this and that. Nope, none of that. Who's playing? Who's not playing? Getting the information of who's going to play but not finish the game and smashing those unders with prop bets. That's Rozier's involvement. He told people he's going to get out of that game, and he got out of that game after 9-10 minutes, and books stopped taking action on those player props. For Rozier, of all players. Fascinating story. There is certainly more to come there. More to come here. We got Friday Feels. Going to want to stick around. Joe O, Sammy P, this is BetSwex.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.